Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Why do you think that the Diddy trial isn't more talked about? Because you've got an A-list celebrity whose the closing arguments happened yesterday.
Subject matter.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think it's a really nasty subject matter.
But, like, I feel like... I
mean, people talk about it, but they don't really get... I mean, like, we know about the baby oil. We know about the freak-offs. We know about all this other... You know, these are... Could be talking about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But and the baby oil stuff, it's incredible how much of that was seized. But I also thought maybe cameras in the courtroom. There's no cameras in the courtroom. It's all like court sketches.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
but like I'm, subject matter, like we don't, like who's.
Maybe the defense won some sort of battle to keep the cameras out of the courtroom.
Yeah, maybe.
And this is a criminal trial. This is not a civil trial.
I know.
And after this is over, you guarantee that there's going to be civil trials.
Yeah, it's just like, obviously OJ was a thing to itself, and it was murder, and it was his wife and everything else.
Then he lost the civil trial, but never paid a damn cent.
Right, but that was, you know, usually when an A-list celebrity is involved in something like this, like it's like the trial would be every, like Karen Reed, for God's sakes, no one knew who she was. That trial was all over the place. The cameras in the courtroom.
Yeah.
But Diddy, it's like, I guess because not a murder? It was a murder we'd care more? I mean, it's still some really horrible stuff, not to rank felonies here, but I mean, some really horrible stuff.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is that there was a large faction of people that were on Karen Reed's side and thought that she was getting railroaded.
True.
I mean, I don't see anybody coming out and supporting Diddy in this at all.
Yeah, you know, that's another good point. So I think I've gotten the answer. I think we've got our reasons. One, there's no argument. Like with OJ, you had people who actually believed he was innocent at the time, and you had the people who knew he was guilty. And with Karen Reed, there was a question. Did she do it? Did she not do it? People on both sides. Diddy, there's no conversation. No cameras, just court sketches. And it's not a murder. It's like touchy sexual weirdo stuff.
Sexual misconduct, harassment.
Yeah, those things. Yeah, but it's still an A-list guy. He's got to go to jail for the rest of his life.
And nobody's fighting for him. Nobody is out, unless there are people out in front of the court, you know, fighting for him. I don't know, or protesting on his behalf. I don't necessarily see any of that, but I don't think there's anybody that's really sticking their head out saying, oh, you know, yeah, he's got to be innocent of all this.
Yeah, nobody. You know, I was celebrating how I got the final Jeopardy and none of the contestants did last night, but I also felt really kind of not smart prior to that because when I was listening to the Diddy thing on the news, they mentioned how racketeering is the big thing. Like, I've obviously heard racketeering before. I couldn't explain to you, like, if someone said, what's racketeering, I couldn't do it.
I've heard a lot about that, you know, especially when it involved the mob.
The mob, yeah, but I couldn't tell you, like, if someone's like, what?
Rico, what about Rico statute?
Yeah, I've heard that too, Rico, yeah. But I couldn't explain it to you. Like, if someone's like, all right, they're going to get them on racketeering.
Over different state lines.
But right? That's a different word, isn't it? Isn't that, I don't know. Could you explain racketeering? I can't.
No. I remember looking it up once when I heard it, and I don't remember it.
See, this is a true test of Eddie here. Eddie?
I believe it's sort of controlling a market or a service, so you really have no choice. I believe. I'm not 100%.
No. Sure. It's organized crime is basically
yes,
what it is.
Yeah, right. But that's...
It's organized crime... you know, that involves all the illegal activities.
Yeah, I think it's like if they're selling protection to you, that sort of thing. That's what I would guess.
Or they're selling drugs or using illicit drugs or illegal drugs, passing drugs around.
Yeah, an AI says it's often conducted by a criminal enterprise for financial gain.
So this could be Diddy's, you know, criminal enterprise.
Yeah. Involves a combination of illegal acts like extortion, fraud, bribery, or threats.
Well, you know what I don't understand? Since now we're on to these trials and things of that nature.
Sure, let's do it.
So we were talking about, we have spoken about the Epstein trial and, you know, when are we going to get all the details on that? And it's kind of disappeared
for whatever reason. I know exactly what you're going to ask without you saying it.
Yeah, have we talked about this off the air?
I don't think so.
Is that why?
I don't think so.
I'm just going to say what I would do if I were in one of those seats of power that is able to extract the information that's already been extracted. There's another way to even get more information, I think.
Go to Ghislaine Maxwell.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to say. Where's Ghislaine Maxwell?
She's in jail.
Yeah.
Why don't you go in there and talk to her and find out really what the hell went on and see if she will cop to anything, which I don't know what her final, I think it was a 20-year sentence.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And get information from her and let her out. I'm saying that she's innocent of anything.
Yeah, but if you really want to go after some other people and the big names and everything else, just have her
sing
and then...
And was it, I really want to know about that just only because I'd really, really like to know who was behind it all. Not just Jeffrey Epstein. There's somebody or something or some entity behind all of it.
Did they get her on racketeering?
They probably did.
Did they get her on RICO? Now I gotta look up RICO.
What about money laundering?
Yeah, that I know. That's
like if I had fake $100 bills.
That's counterfeit money. That's different. Money laundering is like you get cash through a business that doesn't really matter, and then you don't pay taxes on it. Not full taxes on it. Basically, like if you need a place to get your cash. Put your cash that you got from illegal activities.
So I sell drugs.
Yeah.
But I have
lots of money.
But I have a laundry place.
It's not money laundering.
No. I just randomly picked that. I didn't mean laundry and money laundering.
Okay.
But I have like a laundromat.
Yeah. Yep.
And I use the money from my illegal drug selling.
You push it through the laundromat. And act as if you're getting the money from the customers of the laundromat. And so then it looks like you're doing something legitimate when you're not. That's money laundering. Mm-hmm. So that's when you see like a store that should never exist. How do they make money? Laundering spot. That's what it is.
I'm going to start saying that. Because now I always say that must just be some rich person's hobby. Like a store like that. Now I'm going to say that's money laundering.
Money laundering spot. Has to be. Absolutely. What do you
the
got?
The amazing thing that came out of the Epstein files already is that all of these other civil trials are going after the Epstein estate and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It just goes on and on and on and on. But, the fact of the matter is, like, you have this witness that was up close and personal to all of it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pull her in if you're... I guess Pam Bondi, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good question.